Hi everybody, welcome to the Irregular Search for Truth. I'm Scott.
I'm Sachin.
And here we go again.
I don't have anything written down for this one.
All right, I got two thoughts.
Okay.
All of two.
Let's see how far we can go with that.
All right, so, I guess it's been a little while since we did our last podcast. One of the things that I did recently was I went camping, and I went fishing.
Fishing?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah, well, I'm not a fisherman.
I've never been fishing.
Well, I don't know if you're missing much. It's, I guess here's the thing. It would have been really exciting if I had caught something. As it was not bad. It was kind of chill. It was really mellow. I got out there and I was at this lake up at like 10,000 feet in the mountains. It was pretty high. And there was, you know, I started out sort of in an isolated point of rock and you know, just sort of trying to cast the thing out there. But it was pretty embarrassing because I'm really bad at casting, you know? And
so
like,
this is like fly fishing or whatever?
No, well, it's just regular bait fishing.
Okay, but you have to throw it into the water.
Yeah, you gotta throw it, and it's a lake, so you want to try and get it out there. And the thing was that, like, on the first like three tries, like the line got all tangled up at the bottom, and so then you have to like take it apart and like unwind it again and then wind it back up, and so that was just annoying. And then when I finally do get it out there, it's like, I'm like, vzz, and it goes, vzz, and I'm like, where is it going? And I hear this like plunk, and it's about 8 feet away. You know, I'm like, what? I just hear it zzz for like 3 seconds, 4 seconds.
No, even when you did it, it was a very satisfying cast. I was like, you know, like even your impersonation of it,
right?
Was
oh,
very
well,
good.
You know, thank you. That I was trying to build up suspense.
Sounded like it went really far.
But no, plunk, bloop. There it is. I could even like see the bait, you know, right in front of me, and so. But I stuck with it. I was probably out there for a few hours, and you know, my best casts got 20 feet away from me or something like that.
That's
which
good.
Is
That's
which
good.
Was yeah, but it was really weak in comparison to the pair of 8-year-olds who came from like 20 feet up the shore from me, and they were like pulling in like 5 fish each.
Oh, they were catching stuff.
They were catching stuff. So I was just standing around.
So there was actually a correlation between your strength of casting and fish catching.
Well, I think so, because they got a little. I mean, it also may be that they just had a better spot than I did, you know. But
really?
But I think they also. Well, I think they also got, you know, a slightly further cast than I did.
Yeah, so, I think the spot thing is a little.
No, I think the spot. It, you know, it was kind of key because their grandpa came around the other side of me, and he was casting far too. He was
right.
Good, you know, but he wasn't catching anything.
Mm.
And so I was surrounded by this family of people fishing, and the little kids were just scoring fish after fish.
I see. Interesting.
But anyway.
So you didn't get a spot at beginner's luck or whatever. You always hear about the first people go fishing for the first time, catching like this huge fish or whatever.
I had beginner's incompetence.
Right.
It was.
I take it wasn't your reel or your pole.
No,
or
it was all borrowed stuff. But it was. It's funny how annoying. Like, it looks sort of easy, if you see a picture of it or whatever. But how right. Annoying fishing line is. Like, first of all, you have to tie the little knot to like get the, you know, the hook piece on there and stuff like that, and then, you know, it just tangles itself so easily, especially when you have this spinning reel. You know, you throw that thing and suddenly all this line comes out, and then that line, it doesn't go taut necessarily, it's just sort of in these little twirly loops like an extended slinky, and that just wraps all around your little reel device, and it's just a disaster. Anyway, fishing, it's
wow.
A lot of fun. I'm gonna try it again someday.
Sounds like a ringing endorsement.
It was pretty cool. It cost $13 for a license.
Oh, right. You have to buy a license. Was it a one-day license or like a year license?
It was a one-day license. You can also get a two-day license for like $20 or something. Like
oh,
that.
Okay.
So, you know, save, buy in bulk.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was my first point.
That reminds me of when I like whenever I go snowboarding, and there's always or skiing. Like actually, it's more so when I'm skiing, but like you'll see these little kids, and I'm like terrible at skiing and snowboarding. I go like maybe once a year, and if I go, I'll go up there, and then the first day, I think I told this, well, I told a story about snowboarding last time, about our little break between the with the emergency and the beer and stuff like that. So
Oh.
very, it's not very related, but it's like you go up there and you see these kids, and they're like they're shrinky dink like kids, like like 8-year-olds, 7-year-olds, 6-year-olds, and they're like they at that point they don't even give them poles. They just like here are your skis, and the skis are like as long as my leg, like maybe they're just my like femur or whatever, and like these kids are like they're just like going down the hill like no poles, just like doo doo doo, turning left, turning right, doing all these crazy things, and I'm like total like awkward, like oh it's terrible. That just reminds me of that because like those kids are totally schooling you.
Well, it's weird when you're in a spot that you're so out of your element. You
Yeah,
know, it's like,
yeah, yes.
and then there are these people who are just sort of in their element because their parents own a cabin, or they're, you know, or they always go fishing every weekend, or they, you know, they have season passes to the ski lift or whatever, and it's just like, ah, I, you know, there is no way I will ever be a part of that world,
It's an
you
interesting
know?
experiment to see how people react because it's like it's very humbling, right? Because you are normally, as you get older and older, you get better and better at the things that you profess to do, like what your profession is or what it is you think your profession is, and it's like every once in a while you like turn a corner and it's like, oh, I don't know how to do this, and there are people who are much better than I am, and like how do you like do you get really angry or you like get indignant or it's like, oh, I guess I gotta learn or you just give up, you're like screw this, like I'm like retiring or I'm like quitting or I'm gonna find a new job or something like that.
Well, with fishing, I thought it was fun, and I would do it again. But I'm not gonna, I don't think I'm gonna go out and become like a practiced fisherman. You know, I'm not going to immerse myself in that world of fishing, which is an interesting world if you ever go into a fishing store. It's like you go in and like there's just such a wide variety of things that people think fish will bite onto. And there are some of these are really mean looking, like especially for like big sport fishing. You can get this like foot-long rubber fish with a massive hook
Oh,
sticking out of it, you know,
gross,
like
yeah.
for like marlin and stuff like that.
Did you use live bait or did you use
No, I had fished before once with live bait, which was kind of interesting. But this I was just using like little, I don't even know, you know, they sell these salmon eggs, they're these round red balls, and I don't even know if like what they're made out of. It's just,
caviar.
yeah, right. But no, I don't think they're real salmon eggs. But maybe they are.